We're here with running back Darren Reeves, who had a fantastic night, by the way. 17 carries, 63 yards and a touchdown, certainly making a difference. What's your assessment of how you did tonight?
I feel like the offensive line did a great job of opening up holes for me. You know, those guys constantly, day in, day out, do a great job for us. I was just able to be the guy in the game when the holes were there.
One of the things I've noticed in your progression over the offseason and the preseason is how you've been able to read your offensive line and how they're opening holes for you and kind of creating those rush-blocking opportunities. How have you developed and how are you seeing that more clearly?
What we really try to do is work together. You know, football is one guy, is one ball on the field, but there's 11 guys there, so understanding the scheme, understanding what they're doing, what they're thinking throughout training camp, the most practices that we have, OTAs and things like that, you really learn your guys. You learn your teammates. You learn how they think, their footwork and things like that. So it's really more so of building camaraderie through each other with practice, and that's really what the result is today.
We're here with Eric Murray, who is transitioning from cornerback to safety. You had three tackles tonight just in the first half alone. Tell me how what's clicked for you and how everything's kind of been progressing.
Everything's just progressing how it should be. I know it's a lot of learning obstacles that I need to conquer first before I'm able to make more plays. But I think it's going smoothly. Just need to keep studying, staying in the playbook.
You mentioned being confident. You could also see it watching you during this game tonight. You're more confident in calling those plays and kind of taking control of this defense. What has been kind of the motivating factor for that, and why are you more confident doing that?
It's just being in practice and getting the reps and being behind the guys that we have in the locker room. I think that helps me a lot. They reassure me that I will be okay and that they went through the same thing that I went through, even though some of them still did play the same position that they played in college. So that helps.
Tell us about this game for you guys. You're done with the preseason. Does it take off pressure, or are you guys just getting excited for the regular season?
I'm a little both. You know, I missed the last 2 weeks, so it was a work week for me, you know, getting back into the groove. You know, so I was excited to be out there and get a lot of snaps, a lot of opportunities to go and play with my teammates. And, 17-7, that's a defensive performance, and we're excited about it.
What do you think about kind of the unit as a whole after this game?
I mean, it just goes to show the character of the defense. You know, we didn't have a lot of the starters out there, but, you know, the motto remains the same, you know, bend, don't break. You know, even in adversity, we got to stand up and play tough, and that's what we did tonight. And, you know, you saw it across the board from young guys, you know, to the older guys like myself to be out there. You know what, we have a lot of talent, man. Just, you know, we got some older guys, some younger guys. You know, we're all learning from each other, which is, you know, a beautiful thing to get an opportunity. We got guys like Tom Ali and then, you know, young guys like Daddy just with natural talent. But, you know, it's a beautiful room to be in. You know, you got a lot of different personalities, but we're all working hard. You know, we got some great players and some great men to be around, and, you know, it's an honor.